Good morning. The health authorities yesterday reported that nearly 2,000 new coronavirus infections and 150 deaths had registered in the country since Monday. In total, there have been 11,178 infections since the start of the crisis, so said Fernando Simon, the director of the Health Ministry's Coordination Centre for Health Alerts, at his daily press conference. Simon also reported that there are a total of 491 confirmed deaths, whilst 1,028 patients have recovered from the illness and have been discharged from hospital. According to the latest figures, Madrid continues to be the region with the highest number of cases. The military emergency unit was continuing its deployment throughout Spain to assist with the enforcement of the state of alarm measures. Earlier yesterday, the Interior Minister, Fernando Grande Velasco, said that further restrictions could lay ahead for the transport system. "We are not ruling out closing the airspace," he said, after Spain's land borders were shut at midnight last night, to everyone apart from residents, goods vehicles, and those citing reasons of urgency. And the government announced a massive €200 billion package to help companies and protect workers and other vulnerable groups affected by the spiralling coronavirus crisis. Police carried out checks at borders with France and Portugal, turning back foreigners attempting to enter Spain as part of strict measures to stem the spread of the virus in Europe's second worst hit country. Half of the assistance measures, which are worth some 20% of Spain's economic output, are state-backed credit guarantees for companies, and the rest include loans and aid for vulnerable people. Spanish stocks rose by more than 6% after the announcement. Spain will pay benefits to workers temporarily laid off and suspend mortgage payments for those whose employment has been affected by the outbreak, amongst other measures. Norwegian Airlines sent in the biggest plane of its fleet, a Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner, in a bid to carry as many tourists from the Costa del Sol back to Norway in one trip yesterday. The plane, normally used to cover long-haul journeys, is to be used in these exceptional circumstances for flights between Spain and Norway, both from the Costa del Sol and from Alicante. The full flight from Malaga headed for Oslo, where passengers would find special controls on their arrival. From yesterday, the government is only allowing Norwegian nationals or foreigners resident in Norway into the country. The government has confirmed the closure of all technical vehicle inspection or ITV stations, which it describes as not being an essential service. The ministry closed the centres yesterday and said they will remain shut for as long as the state of emergency continues. The General Director of Industry, Empar Martinez, said with the introduction of the state of emergency, the administrative deadlines are suspended. It will not be considered an infringement if a vehicle does not have an ITV in force. The measure, he added, will apply only during the state of emergency. Staff at many of the ITV stations in Alicante had been demanding the closure of these facilities since Sunday. They consider they are being exposed to unnecessary risk by having to go to their posts. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.